Editor's note. This story was originally published by Aspen Journalism and was shared via AP StoryShare. Some Colorado River scholars say that a plan by the Lower Basin states to leave more water in Lake Mead embodies a principle they explore in a recently published article. Dropping reservoir levels have opened a window of opportunity for water management policies that move the river system toward sustainability. In December, water managers from California, Nevada, and Arizona signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, to spend up to $200 million to add 500,000 acre-feet of water in both 2022 and 2023 to Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir, which has dropped precipitously low due to climate change and drought. Water managers developed the program, known as the 500-plus plan, in just 4 months, lightning speed for something that requires the cooperation among, and millions of dollars from, each participant. Water experts say part of the reason the plan came together so quickly is because it got a push from last year's record bad conditions. Water managers have watched reservoir levels in Lakes Powell and Mead slowly dwindle for the past two decades, but 2021 was a wake-up call for many. A near-normal snowpack translated to just 31% of normal runoff, which was the second-worst inflow into Lake Powell ever. "We had no idea how bad 2021 hydrology would be," said Bill Hazenkamp, manager of Colorado River Resources for the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. "We knew it was a dry year, but when it turned out to be 31%, it was an eye-opener. It wasn't until June that water managers realized how bad the situation was, and talks about the 500-plus plan began in August," Hazenkamp said. That quick turnaround tracks with the findings of a new article by John Fleck, a writer in residence at the Uten Center at the University of New Mexico, and Ann Castle, senior fellow at the Getches Wilkinson Center at the University of Colorado. Their paper, Green Light for Adaptive Policies on the Colorado River, was published in December. The paper says that frenzied media attention, dramatically dropping reservoirs to their lowest levels ever and the first-ever shortage declaration by federal water managers created an opening for the political will necessary for an innovative solution. Rapidly dropping reservoirs create a green light scenario for river management where conditions shift from a situation to be monitored to a problem that needs to be solved. That visceral experience we have with low reservoirs and seeing the snowpack not end up in them last year is part of what's created this moment of opportunity, Fleck said. "When we look at those reservoirs, which have been our safety for a long time, they have been our security blanket, and they're gone, you see political leadership lurching to the issue. 500-plus plan builds on previous work, but since political will can be fickle and fleeting, it's important that policy solutions, usually the product of years of careful crafting, are ready to be implemented quickly when the timing is right and the green light window of opportunity opens." Although formal discussions about the 500-plus plan were only 4 months long, much of the groundwork had been laid over previous years. "We know the technocrats behind the scenes, the people working at NGOs and government offices, they are thinking about this stuff and producing policy before we need it so they can attach it onto a problem when a problem arises," said Elizabeth Coble, a researcher at the University of Nevada and who studies how government policies get made collaboratively. The Lower Basin is taking action after modeling showed that Lake Mead's surface elevation could drop below 1,030 feet, which is a critical threshold identified in the 2019 drought contingency plan. The reservoir is currently at 1,066 feet elevation. The basic way the program will work is by municipal water providers paying irrigators to not use water so it can be stored in Lake Mead. It will be funded by $40 million from the Arizona Department of Water Resources, $20 million each from the Central Arizona Project, Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and Southern Nevada Water Authority, and $100 million in matching funds from the federal government. The 500-plus plan is resonant of the System Conservation Pilot Program, which ran from 2015 to 2018 and paid Upper Basin farmers and ranchers to voluntarily fallow fields in order to boost levels in Lake Powell. "These were ideas they didn't have to make up from scratch," Fleck said. "I was amazed at the speed with which the 500-plus plan came together. It was very impressive because it built on work that had been going on behind the scenes for a long time." Upper Basin lessons? Although the MOU lays out where the money for the 500-plus plan will come from, The details of where the water will come from are still being worked out, Hazenkamp said. Water providers will save water through their existing conservation programs, as well as creative new ones that will be announced soon, he said. The program is likely a stopgap measure aimed at keeping reservoir levels high enough until new operating guidelines can be negotiated in 2026. Still, the Lower Basins program could contain lessons for the Upper Basin, Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico, as the four states continue to explore the possibility of their own program to save 500,000 acre-feet, known as demand management. The Upper Basin, led by Colorado, is investigating the feasibility of temporarily paying irrigators to use less water in order to send water to Lake Powell as an insurance pool against shortages. With thousands of individual agricultural water users and lingering questions about how to verify water savings, the process is more complicated in the Upper Basin, and discussions have been slow-moving. Rebecca Mitchell, director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board and Colorado's representative to the Upper Colorado River Commission, said in an email that she generally supports the Lower Basin's efforts to take less water out of Lake Mead. She pointed out challenges with shortages and water saving in the Upper Basin. Water users don't have large reservoirs on which to rely the way that the Lower Basin does. Emergency releases from Upper Basin reservoirs last summer and fall to prop up Lake Powell and preserve the ability to make hydropower have harmed local businesses and left the reservoirs low, she said. Given the drastic shortages already occurring in the Upper Basin, coupled with these emergency releases, it is unclear how much more Colorado can provide, Mitchell said. Mitchell said that the Upper Basin states only use about half of what they are entitled to under the Colorado River Compact and that the Lower Basin states use far more than their share. But with climate change continuing to rob the river of flows, the amount of water promised to each basin in the century-old agreement may no longer exist. Fleck said the other reason why the Lower Basin was able to come up with the 500-plus plan seemingly quickly is because water managers there have been having difficult conversations for years that acknowledge the river's hugely diminished flows, something Upper Basin water managers still seem averse to. The Upper Basin states have to have those difficult conversations with water users who don't want to hear it, but they might not get what the compact promised, he said. Those are conversations we just need to be having in the Upper Basin right now, and we are not having them.